Hello, and welcome to your OCR GCSE Music Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most important and most misunderstood areas of the whole course, technical control. Whether you're a pianist, a guitarist, a vocalist, a violinist, or anything in between, this episode is going to help you understand exactly what the examiners are looking for, how marks are awarded, and, most importantly, how to make sure you're earning every single one of them. Technical control sits within Strand 1.1 of the OCR GCSE Music Specification, and it runs through both your integrated portfolio in Component 01 and your practical performance in Component 03. It is not just about playing the right notes. It is about how you play them, the precision, the consistency, the tone, and the fluency that separates a competent performance from an outstanding one. So grab a pen, find a comfortable spot, and let's get into it. Let's start with the big question. What does technical control actually mean? At its heart, technical control is the examiner's way of assessing your mechanical mastery of your instrument or voice. Think of it like this. A racing driver doesn't just need to know the track. They need to be able to physically control the car with precision at high speed. In the same way, a musician needs to be able to physically control their instrument with accuracy, fluency, and quality of sound. The OCR mark scheme breaks technical control down into three core strands: accuracy, fluency, and tone quality. Let's look at each one in detail. First, accuracy. This is about pitch and rhythm. Are you playing the right notes? Are they in tune? Are the rhythms precise? Examiners are specifically looking for accurate pitch across the full range of your instrument, what we call the tessitura, and rhythmic precision, especially in technically demanding passages. If you're a string player, this means clean intonation in higher positions. If you're a wind player, it means secure tone production across register breaks. If you're a vocalist, it means reliable pitch in both your chest voice and your head voice. A really important point here, accuracy is not just about avoiding wrong notes, it's about consistent accuracy. A performance that has one slip but is otherwise immaculate will score much higher than one that has frequent small errors throughout. Examiners are looking at the overall picture. Second, fluency. This is about the flow and momentum of your performance. A fluent performance feels inevitable. It moves forward with confidence, maintains a steady tempo, and doesn't hesitate or stumble. Crucially, the OCR mark scheme specifically rewards the ability to recover quickly from slips. Every performer makes mistakes under pressure. What separates the top candidates is that they keep going, they don't stop, they don't grimace, they recover and move on. If you stop and restart in your recorded performance, you will lose marks for fluency. So practice your recovery strategies as deliberately as you practice the notes themselves. Third, tone quality. This is perhaps the most nuanced of the three strands, and it's the one that students most often overlook in their preparation. Tone quality refers to the characteristic sound you produce. It's clarity, resonance, and consistency. For string players, this means controlled bow pressure and speed, producing a clean, singing tone rather than a scratchy or thin sound. For wind and brass players, it means a well-supported, centered tone with good embouchure control. For vocalists, it means a free, resonant sound with appropriate vibrato and clear diction. For keyboard players, it means sensitive touch and voicing, bringing out the melody while balancing the accompaniment. Now, here's something really important that many candidates don't realize. Tone quality is assessed across the full range of your instrument. It's not enough to sound great in the comfortable middle register and then produce a thin, strained sound at the top. Examiners are listening to whether you can maintain consistent quality throughout. Let's talk about repertoire choice, because this is where many candidates make a critical strategic error. The temptation is to choose the hardest, most impressive sounding piece you can find. But here's the thing. A technically demanding piece performed with frequent breakdowns and poor intonation will score significantly lower than a moderately challenging piece performed with consistent accuracy, beautiful tone, and genuine musical confidence. The OCR specification is very clear on this. Choose repertoire that sits comfortably within your technical grasp, what musicians call your comfort zone, but that still demonstrates a meaningful level of skill. You want to be performing at about 80% of your maximum technical ability, leaving 20% in reserve for the pressure of the recording session. For composition, technical control applies in a different but equally important way. When you write for specific instruments, you must demonstrate idiomatic understanding, meaning you must write in a way that is natural and playable for that instrument. A violin part that requires a player to bow four strings simultaneously or a vocal line that sits entirely in an uncomfortable register will lose marks because it shows a lack of technical understanding. Annotate your scores with specific technical instructions, terms like consordino for muted strings, pizzicato for plucked strings, sul ponticello for a glossy bowing effect, or curlolino for bowing with the wood of the bow. These annotations show the moderator that you understand the technical demands of the instruments you're writing for. Right, let's talk about the most common mistakes I see candidates make and how to avoid them. Mistake number one, choosing repertoire that is too difficult. I've already mentioned this, but it bears repeating. Every year, candidates submit performances of pieces that are clearly beyond their current technical ability. The result is a recording full of hesitations, missed notes, and poor intonation. Choose wisely. A beautiful performance of a grade 4 piece will outscore a struggling performance of a grade 7 piece every time. Mistake number two, neglecting fundamentals in favor of expression. Some candidates spend all their practice time working on dynamics and phrasing, the expressive elements, while neglecting the technical foundations. But here's the truth. Expression built on shaky technical foundations sounds unconvincing. Examiners cannot credit expressive intention if the technical delivery is inconsistent. Get the technique right first. The expression will follow naturally. Mistake number three, poor recording quality. This is a practical issue that many candidates overlook. If your recording is muddy, distorted, or unbalanced, the moderator cannot hear your technical nuances. They cannot assess your intonation if the recording is out of phase. They cannot assess your tone quality if there's background noise or clipping. Record in a quiet space, use a decent microphone if possible, and listen back to your recording before submitting it. Ask yourself, can I clearly hear every note? Is the balance between performer and accompaniment good? If the answer is no, re-record. Mistake number four, stopping and restarting in the recording. As I mentioned earlier, this directly impacts your fluency marks. Practice performing your piece from start to finish without stopping, even in rehearsal. Build the habit of recovery. A top tip for the written exam. When you're asked to describe or analyze a performance in the listening paper, use the language of technical control. Don't just say, the violinist played well. Say, the violinist demonstrated assured intonation across the upper register, maintaining a consistent, resonant tone quality with controlled bow speed. That is the language that earns marks. Right, let's test your recall. I'll ask five questions, pause the recording after each one, and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question one, what are the three core strands of technical control assessed by OCR? The answer is accuracy, fluency, and tone quality. Question two, what does the term tessitura refer to? The answer is the comfortable range of a voice or instrument, the register in which it performs most naturally and effectively. Question three, if a candidate stops and restarts during their recorded performance, which strand is most directly affected? The answer is fluency. Question four, what does idiomatic mean in the context of composition? The answer is writing in a way that is natural, comfortable, and characteristic for a specific instrument or voice. Question five, what percentage of the overall OCR GCSE music assessment does AO3 appraising account for? The answer is 40%. So, to bring everything together, technical control is assessed across your performances and compositions, and it focuses on three key strands: accuracy, fluency, and tone quality. Choose repertoire that showcases your strengths rather than exposes your weaknesses. Practice recovery as well as perfection. Write idiomatically for instruments in your compositions. Ensure your recordings are clear and well-balanced, and always use precise technical vocabulary when writing about music in the exam. Remember the acronym AFT, Accuracy, Fluency, Tone, to keep those three strands front of mind whenever you're preparing or evaluating a performance. You've got this. Keep practicing, keep listening, and keep pushing for that consistent, high-quality sound. I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck!